Chris, so good to have you back.
Hey, John, I'm happy to be here.
There's something I've been wanting to say for, oh God, it's been what, 2 weeks since you've been here?
Yeah. I evaded death.
You did. You dodged the Reaper. I just want to say, Chris, you have the cutest ears.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
You have the cutest ears.
I've been told that before.
You were told that last night.
Oh, I was. Yeah, you're right. I was told that.
Where was he told that?
The world may never know, Pete.
No, I'll break it down for you. Everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Pete Maybe and Chris Lingbach. Show website in papasbasement.com, yada yada. So we were doing the bit, as we call it.
Yes. I love the casual mentions of the bit, like the casual references, but never fully disclosing what the bit is. Although I believe when you guys had, what was his name, Waz in studio a couple weeks ago?
Just Waz.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You guys did explain what the bit was, although you were talking over each other. So I don't
professional show
as we do, yeah.
Right. So yes, we were doing
sort of like
the
this.
Bit.
Well, I mean, do you want
Do you like
keeping the bit cryptic, like so people think maybe we're hunting our fellow man for sport or we're eating crabs or something in between?
No, I'm all for the cryptic.
Okay, so we're doing
allusions
the bit.
To the bit.
We're doing the bit, which is it's a location and drinks are served there, and I'll leave it at that.
Right, the bit.
And we walk out. Because Chris has had his fill for the moment. And we walk outside.
Casually disgusting.
We walk outside, and a chunky guy in a plaid shirt.
Don't call me that.
You're a chunky guy in a plaid shirt with hair, so not you. No.
Oh, God. Making even more brutal.
Oh.
Chunky guy in a plaid shirt walks up to one Chris Lingbach. And he's with his boys. It's like him and two other guys. And he walks up, and they all seem fairly loaded. So I'm like, I think this is going to be a friendly encounter. And he walks up to Chris, and I swear to God.
First words out of his mouth.
Nothing else. Goes, I just want to say you have the cutest ears.
Whoa. That's a little weird.
Oh, just a little.
It was definitely
just
weird.
A little in your world.
I'm sorry. That's a...
We're not all...
That's a non-starter for a conversation.
It was definitely a non-starter, but it just happened to be the starter.
Jeez.
That's how he opened Chris. Like, that's some...
Ew, dude, come on, chill.
That's some lay-guide stuff, but...
Chill, I wasn't even into it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, Chris isn't a 9 or 10. I don't have to neg-hit him. But I don't have to knock his ego down a few pegs.
Don't be racist.
I just have to be flirty.
What happened after that?
Did he reach over and touch them?
No, he also... Then he told me that I have great chest hair.
That was right.
Oh, wow.
And John and I just kind of stood there.
You were
like waiting for him to like walk away so that we could like talk about how weird that was.
You blushing, me jealous.
I wasn't blushing.
No. Yeah, because John's got magnificent chest hair.
It's true.
There's no reason it shouldn't be acknowledged.
So we were just waiting after this guy opened me up to... just talk about how weird that whole situation was. Mm-hmm.
After he opened set with Chris, and he just he immediately turns back to his boys, and I think again his first words are, "So I was on a date with a girl the other day," and I'm like, "Whoa, that
was that like an immediate cover story?" That's what I was left with, like thinking after that. Like, was that
wait? Like, you're not making that up.
No,
this is all accurate. Yeah. This is exactly what happened.
It'd be a weird improv bit to do this.
Oh,
no, this
well,
was...
no, I thought you were just being funny that you were like, and then the guy after he finished was like, yeah, so my girlfriend thinks.
No, walks up to Chris, compliments his ears, like leans in like he's going to suckle them, then looks at Chris's chest hair, says, and you have great chest hair. Then turns back to his boys and might as well have been like, so hetero things. Tits. Aren't tits great? Like, it was
a clean show.
That one's, I guess, in the gray. It was...
Speaking of gray, this guy was really gray.
I think you were very drunk.
I think he might have been gray.
Oh, yeah. I got you, yeah. A little gray sexual. I got you.
I didn't say that, John.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he.
You did.
He seemed like we were at a gray bar. And
gonna dig into a gray bar.
and that this was completely like normal, and not to say that being gray is abnormal, but just that
because right, you're gray.
You know, fellas,
I mean,
you're at least
eat.
A little gray.
Sure, yeah. I feel like all of us have parts that are just a little bit gray.
Yeah.
But John is definitely at least a little gray.
Grayer than the
He's
rest.
He's gray in the front, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I saw this and then was just dumbfounded that the guy turns back, and you hear the word. So I was on a date with a. And I think we all mentally filled in, man. And then he said, woman. And that really threw me for a loop. And then, like, his other buddy he was with was really intoxicated and loudly talking about, I think, going to, was it Puerto Rico or Costa Rica? One of those countries that defaulted and people get their hands cut off for missing shipments of stuff.
Dominican Republic?
It could be. And he was just saying, like, in 12 days, he had banged 11 hookers, and it was
okay,
the best
time
of his life.
Okay, yeah, my friends say they had a pretty good time over there.
Well, yeah, I mean, not to spin the stereotype wheel, but anything, like, kind of south of us, I figure it's open season on the prostituta. Is that how they would pronounce it over there?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I think it was close, yeah.
Probably not.
Really? You don't think I could get laid with some pigeon Spanish like prostituta, prostituta, dinero, dinero, prostituta?
I think that'd be fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Culo, culo, and then.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get a gray prostitute.
I was gonna say yeah. Then the guy from who complimented your ears hops out of the hut, like, hey brother, come on, no judgments down here. You can all be gray in Mexico.
We're all gray down here.
Yeah, so
50 Shades of Grey.
I want to celebrate the life that is Chris Lingbach from his chest hair to his ears. He survived.
Thank you.
He survived his Mexico trip that he was just really sure he was going to die on. Like, really, really sure.
I was certain that I was going to die on the plane on the way to or the way back from Mexico. And I honestly, you put the odds at like 75-1 that I was dead.
Yes. Yeah.
And I wasn't certain you were being facetious because I believed that you were probably correct.
I believed that the odds of you dying were the same as, I think, was it halfway through the third quarter when the Falcons were up 28-3? I was just like, this is a lock. Literally, there's no coming back from this. He's just dead man walking.
Yeah.
Like, I put on my Susan Sarandon wig. I said my piece to you.
And I agreed with you.
Yeah.
I agreed with you.
Because it was the logical thing to do.
Amazingly, against all odds, yes. I survived both flights. Yeah.
Somehow.
Both of them.
So,
you're so strong.
Thanks, man.
I think Pete.
But I appreciate the in memoriam, though.
Was that appreciated?
No, it was definitely appreciated. I remember you texted me right before my first flight and said, hey, is it okay if I call it this or is that, too much for your anxiety? And I was like, well, in my head, it's definitely too much for my anxiety, but I wouldn't be a cool guy if I said so. So, no, it's totally cool. Label it in memoriam of Chris Lingbach.
You would be shocked how many of my friends hit me up privately, and they were like, I'm so sorry, man. Like, what got them?
Not even privately. I don't even know if you saw, like, on the Facebook. there was a specific person that said, hey, John, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Sorry for your loss. That would be my friend.
They live in
Ryan's
Ashburn.
Mom.
Yeah.
Well, just to let you know, guys, I'm sorry for John too. So, we're all good.
My parents are. Everyone involved.
Well,
in
one
what
of
I
your
am.
Parents.
That's true.
The other one's dead.
So basically, thank you for the clicks. That was amazing. Thank you for not dying though.
Yeah, no, I
like more importantly.
You're welcome.
I
persevered.
I thought that
yeah,
was
you really did.
It was hard, but
Chris. Clean show. I thought that was a great Chris's dead photo. And if you go to the website, inpapasbasement.com, I think it's like two episodes ago where you just see a young Chris
Lingbach
out cold on the couch.
Yeah.
And then one of our mutual acquaintances hit me up and she was like, it very much looks like Chris is receiving a blowjob. in this photo. And now...
A dead blowjob.
Yeah, she ruined it for me. Now I can't see you dead in that photo. I can only see you getting satisfied. And I'll punch up the photo right now.
Go ahead and just punch it up.
I will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we'll put it all
that
over the
radio. That makes
it
sound really cool, right? Like, a wuss would be like, I'm going to, like, use my fingers to type the keys.
I was surprised to see that photo because I didn't know what kind of crafty little methods you took to grab photos for your podcast.
Oh, I've seen that photo.
And yeah. I was very surprised to see that, like, five-year-old profile picture as the Chris Lingbach is dead / getting a death blowjob.
Yeah, he's getting very satisfied.
For those at home, this
I remember
right
when
here.
I
for those at home, check out www.inpapasbasement.com.
I remember posting when I posted that profile picture like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the comment's probably still there. Somebody like an older friend's wife commented or like texted me, one of the two, and she was like, "Are you okay?"
Oh,
and I was like, "Yeah, I'm just
that's
posting
not
a profile picture."
I thought this cougar was gonna be like, "I'll make you look that way."
No,
as soon as my husband flies to Mexico and dies.
No, she was worried about my mental health, I think.
Oh,
5 years later, I understand why.
I was gonna say, yeah, Jesus, if she was worried 5 years ago, are you getting like tear stained actual snail mail from her now? Like, why didn't I step in? The signs were there.
Yeah, the profile picture isn't there.
So I speak at least for me, and I'm guessing Pete as well. Like, please tell us all about like your 5 days in a foreign country, man.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever heard of Montezuma's Revenge?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I now have as well.
Wait a minute. You did not know that, like, when you go to Mexico, you, like, even have to, like, brush your teeth with bottled water and stuff like that? Like,
I didn't know it was that detail-oriented, but here's what I did know.
Mm-hmm.
I did know that it existed, and I went out of my way to drink bottled water. What I didn't account for was the ice in every single mixed drink that we had for the first 3 days. And I guess it just built up.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely erupted as well.
You would think that...
the booze alcohol would kill the germs.
I mean, a little bit. But also, I mean, yeah, there's a certain level of cold temperature that kills a lot of bacteria.
I used to think that, but then I read somewhere
only
the other direction, going hot, kills stuff. Yeah, and then I was like, yeah, because when you think about the CDC and they're like, should we kill smallpox? It's kept in like a freeze vat, you know what I'm like, and that didn't kill it. Like they
it saves
just,
it.
Yeah, they can just stick their finger. That's some good smallpox, you know. Like it's alive and well in there. Yeah, you just have to.
And that's
the
goodest smallpox. And that's exactly what you look like.
And that's some great smallpox.
Luigi, more basil for the
come taste this. This is some of my best smallpox yet.
That is how it is served.
Do you want some more smallpox on your pizza ball?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell Anthony about it.
You get your plate of tortellini, they give you some ground smallpox on top. You say when with the smallpox. So I guess freezing doesn't kill a ton of it. Because I used to be your school
guess,
of thought. Like,
I guess so.
I would leave out like pizza for days. And then throw it in the freezer and be like, that killed everything. I could just thaw this for a delicious treat whenever.
Turns out you were just dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Or it wasn't Mexican pizza, so I wasn't going to pay the price.
Right.
So you were poisoned with intense Mexican diarrhea.
I'm still not entirely certain whether it was the ice or whether it was the food that I had at Cirque del Soleil.
Was it a bowl of water soup?
But I'm pretty sure it was the ice. Okay. I just know that it was when I got off the bus with a busload full of people. You know, it's what people do with buses. They mm-hmm. put people on them. Everybody got off. I was the last off. It was a very uncomfortable 40-minute ride back from Cirque del Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Like the
was
entire
that your actual resort, Cirque del O.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was just another resort where people flip up in the air and stuff.
I was gonna say, yeah. No animals allowed. But...
And my girlfriend was like poking me the entire ride back. She's like, "Are
She's
you okay?"
Gemma.
And I'm like, "Can you shut them up?
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone." Like, and I mean, dude, I get off the bus. again, last one off for a reason.
Uh-huh.
I get 7 steps, and it was just a visceral projectile vomit all over the sidewall of the entrance to the resort. And this guy came over, and he was like, "Are you okay, buddy?" And I was like, I don't know why he was Indian, but he was in Mexico. But and it was like a whole thing. And, I mean, it was like a solid 5 minutes of just complete throw up.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Did you feel better afterwards?
I mean, for like 10 seconds, and then it was like, okay, let's go back to the room.
But you were still in like a bad way. Like, it wasn't like once you purged.
There was a release.
I've had some, you know, times where like once you purge, you're like, that was it.
No, it was
the demon's gone.
No, it was closer to stomach flu where you can throw up,
feel
immediately better, but then you're like, I still feel terrible. There's like a burning.
This isn't over.
Now, right. It's not over, and it definitely was not over. It didn't end until probably 24 hours later.
I do want to propose an alternate theory for why you might have been vomiting really hard.
I do.
I know that you weren't.
I realized that was gray.
Well, yeah. You woke up and are just like, what is in my tummy?
These tanned men.
I know you weren't the biggest Don and Mike guy.
This age so,
and especially you're not going to remember this story, but one time Mike told a tale of he was out partying in Baltimore for several hours, and then he blamed it on, at the end of the night, getting some slightly undercooked chicken that made his tummy hurt, and he had to barf a lot. And then a caller called in with one of their funniest calls ever, and he was like, yeah, Mike, I remember the time that I downed 2 bottles of Jack Daniels and then had a bad oyster.
No, what? it wasn't like, I think you guys can both attest, I can drink my face off, and I'm fine, like, the next day.
Every time we go to the gray bar.
Right.
Yeah.
I see you, yeah.
And this was a different kind of issue. This was like, there's a demon inside of my body, and it's, like, resting in my stomach, just waiting for me to fall asleep and then wake me up.
How quickly did this strike? And how long were you there?
But like, see, this is why I think it was cumulative. And if it wasn't the steak at the Cirque du Soleil, then it was definitely the
no
ice.
Animals there, by the way.
And it could have been the ice at the Cirque du Soleil, too.
Okay.
But it also could have been the ice at the resort that we were staying at. I don't know. I'll never have an answer. I'll never be able to truly tell you, but it
did
was
you
probably
open
the
your
ice
mouth somewhere. In the shower?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I picture, like, to shower even down there, you have to wear, like, Scorpion's mask from Mortal Kombat.
Dude, the showers were so silly.
Really?
Had, like, the double shower head.
What?
Yeah, that
like,
whole bit.
Like, what, on either side?
It's like a big shower.
Okay.
No, and there's, like, the 2 rainfall shower heads.
I do not know what you're describing. I've never experienced it.
The shower head is on the ceiling, and there's 2 of them, and they just drop down.
Wow.
And you can switch one to like a normal shower, but who wants to do that when you can just be in a rainfall shower?
No, that's amazing. Okay, cool. So there is a way if you want to like scrub out your nethers, you can train it there?
Yeah, I guess you could train it there, John, even though that's disgusting.
I'm sorry. I am sorry that
No, and I'm not going to be disgusting either, but like it sounds like a really awesome.
Right.
You all right, buddy?
Nope. Not going to do it.
Okay.
Sounds like a bukkake, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
A water bukkake. All right, cool.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
I wanted it to wait.
Yeah, no, it was kind of like that. Kind of like a little shower bukkake.
You're getting it from a lot
What
of
an
levels.
Incredibly gray show we're doing. So gray. You did 5 days, was it? Or 6? Or
5 awesome days, except for the one day. 4 awesome days. And 4 great nights.
But so it was legit your final day?
It was 5 and 5.
You were emptying out.
No, it was the 3rd day where I was like, ew, emptying out. Gross, John.
I know.
Oh.
Really? That's that bad.
Emptying out?
Like, yeah, that's not that bad.
That is disgusting.
He didn't say douching.
I just meant emptying his guts.
Which you should have done.
Could
have been better for you.
Douching?
Yeah.
Can boys do that, even if they're gray?
Yeah.
Okay. It was
I mean, if it's coming out of the other end.
It was the perfect weather. Even when it rained, it's like you're just in a pool by the ocean with a swim-up bar, and you're like, oh, it's raining
now. What did you do with your vacation? Like, you land in
literally
Mexico.
Literally sat in a pool drinking all day every day.
Wait, but hold on. So you just threw up, though. You never, like, wanted to crap your pants?
No, it was everything. Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So afterwards, yeah.
Fully emptying out, just so you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Were you able to hold that in while you vomited like a demon was in your tum-tum?
Yeah. There was a little bit of coordination going on there.
Yeah.
It was careful, delicate coordination, but there was coordination.
I'm impressed because, like, whenever I'm, like, truly violently ill and I'm holding it in from both ends. Like,
just sit down and
Then I'm not holding it in from both ends.
Well, you know what was really weird? And this is more than casually disgusting.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of the times when I was emptying out, I noticed that what was being emptied out was green. What does that mean?
I don't know. Google it.
Well, green. I mean, for like a healthy person, it means they ate spinach or something.
I don't think it means that at all, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that like celery in your Bloody Mary?
If it's yellow, did that mean I ate a banana?
Well, maybe the peel.
No.
You guys remember the episode?
No, that means that my liver's not doing all right.
You guys remember the episode of the Magic School Bus where Arnold, I think his name was Arnold, he only ate like orange Cheetos, but they found out that it was actually, he was turning green because they were green inside. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Do not remember
that. Was there another episode where he was eating Cheetos all day and then he was like, teacher, my d*** orange now? All right.
I don't remember.
No, but no, I'm sure that happened. Okay. But there was there might have been an episode where one of the Partridge Family kids was just eating carrots, and she did start to turn a little orange.
Is this what you have to do? Do you have to watch old episodes of the Partridge Family so you can make references that are relevant?
Yeah. So John will get them.
Yeah.
A little past my time. How about you do some My Three Sons?
Yeah. But that was an actual thing.
Archie!
She was, I guess, Edith. Bulimic or something, she would just only eat carrots.
Well, yeah, no, wasn't one of the Partridge Family, you're talking like in real life. Like,
no, in real life,
the girl was a bulimic, yeah.
Yeah.
There was, okay, so in Partridge Family, I guess everyone wanted to screw the mom.
Yeah, of course.
And then David Cassidy was the boy everyone
wanted to
do. Greg
took her out on a date.
What's that?
Greg took her out on a date.
Greg Brady?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it a crossover thing?
No, like in real life.
Oh, interesting.
She explains it.
I don't even know what's real anymore.
Yeah, so in Partridge, I forget who the hell, there was a girl, like the chick lead on Partridge Family who wasn't Shirley Manson.
Female,
whatever.
John.
Yeah. So you had the mom, and she had her little pixie cut, and I guess everyone wanted to do her. She looked like Mia Farrow and Rosemary's Baby or whatever, you know. But the young one. Because am I describing Brady Bunch or I don't know? There was like a young girl who was the oldest girl of the Partridge Family, and she was like a like you said a horrible anorexic or bulimic or something. And she was kind of famed for being like waif thin. And did she eventually conquer it or did she croak? I forget. Did she pull a Karen Carpenter?
No, I think she got over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a nice detour.
Well, Mexico was good.
Yeah, that's good.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad to be home, alive.
Susan Day.
Susan Day, perfect. Huh. Just what I was thinking.
Oh, did she grow up to be the fat woman from America's Got Talent? The British one? No, okay. Susan Boyle.
Well, that was Susan Boyle, yeah.
Timely. Okay. Susan Day. All right, then. Find some young Susan Day, and then Chris and I will...
Yeah, on Boobpedia.
Boobpedia. I wish I had Boobpedia back when I was like 12 and I would have cared about something that innocent.
I wish I had known about it before like 2 months ago when you first told me about it.
Oh, did I introduce you to it? Yeah. Sounds like something I would do.
Sounds like you listen back to your old shows.
I honestly can say I've never done that. Yeah.
Cool. Well,
do you want to talk New York, our trip to New York that Chris missed out on? Do we want to talk about...
What, you guys didn't plan this out in the hour and a half that you were here before the show?
I have tons planned out.
We did. We talked about a lot, man, while you weren't here. We actually recorded some of it, but, like, it's only going to be exclusive to some of the listeners. So
I got here, and Pete, like, noticeably, visibly, like, mad, angry at me with his eyes. He was like, glad you could finally show up. And I was like, it's
Thanks a lot, Chris.
I was like, it's 8:15. You guys said you don't record until 8:30. And he's like, that's when we record.
Yeah.
But we prepare beforehand. And I've been here for your preparation meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say.
Guys, thorough.
I'm very sorry. That right.
Full of beans.
I'm very sorry that I was over here.
He's full of beans.
Jesus Christ. Can you not do that? It's a clean one.
No, beans. I won't do it. So many beans.
I won't have it.
I hate you both.
I won't have it in my studio.
Went to Mexico and ate some beans.
I won't have it in my studio.
I will drink your blood.
You're going to have to do so much editing, John. Especially when you get to the part about the beans.
I hate you both. There.
It's going to sound so great, though, when people are listening and they're like, what are they saying? And they have no idea that we're just talking about beans.
We're just talking about beans. Beans, baby. So what if they're
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're
I just love watching John's hand.
Doesn't matter if they're normal beans or beans.
So great. He's not, and now he's not even talking.
I've seen how angry he gets when he has to edit like one thing out.
Oh yeah.
And we just said beans so many goddamn times.
I feel like we just totally made amends, right?
Yeah.
Like we had some beef, but like
we had some beef, but now we have some beans.
No, it's beans to just substitute all of it. It's amazing.
I'm getting lightheaded from all the times that.
Oh my gosh.
I literally almost blacked out from getting lightheaded from laughing so John hard about us. All the shitty beans. Oh my god. Wow, that was amazing. I almost blacked out.
That's pretty good.
I really did.
So we.
Almost
we,
blacked out talking about the shitty beans.
I hate you.
We had a lot.
Oh, go f yourself, John. Sorry.
Every time you say that, though, I always think of your, I always think of your impression.
Oh, the one where I pretend that I'm a sh** bean?
Of Bill Burr.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Can't do that one.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a sh** bean.
That would be just a sh** bean.
This episode, I'm sorry, dude.
Have you been F8ing like crazy, John?
I have been.
It's not like you have 520 episodes.
Okay.
So
520 sh** beans. Gary's f***ing buried.
I don't know if you know this, but beans make a really good filler.
You forgot the magic word that made it funny.
Beans make a really good filler.
You got your berries, your f***ing berries, your Sherry's f***ing berries.
What the f*** is this? What the f*** is this? Sorry, I do that all the time now.
What is the rest of the Sherry's berries?
I have no clue what you're even talking about and if that even happened, but the fact that you do that...
No, it's a I guess you would call it a famous spot from Bill Burr that they played later on O&A, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Remember.
Yeah, he does an ad for Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries is one of those like weird items that
only pops up around the holidays.
Well, not just that. No, it's not true. It's
Mama
only
days.
It only does radio promo. I've never seen anything other than that. And then there's certain things that only advertise on like guy talk shows, like
some beans.
Yeah, like like
are you really marking that? I mean, I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're done, man. We're done.
Like Steven Singer, who sells like gold plated roses around Valentine's Day. You know, like
what else does he sell, John? What else does he sell, John?
All kinds of rings and crap, I guess.
What else, John? What else does he sell, John?
I got nothing.
John, what does he sell?
But it's geared toward just
does he sell some chicken beans?
I'm just gonna give her last week's episode.
Yes, please.
It's a new episode.
No, you're not, John. We're gonna sit here and we're gonna edit this thing together.
We're gonna edit the beans out of this. We have to.
We're gonna edit the shit out of this thing.
People are gonna listen to this and lose their minds.
We're literally gonna edit the shit out of it. We're literally going to edit the shit out of it.
All of the shit.
All right, I quit. I'm not F8
anymore. F8 that, John.
Just to see it. Just to see it.
Yeah, well, I want to see that.
Tea beans.
It's gonna be so many beeps.
It's gonna be a lot on the replay. Yeah.
So Bill Burr. I don't know. Like I can't always get into the Bill Burr, but I try, and I always think of when I do it. I try to think of the Sherry's Berries ad that he did. He's like, "You got your Sherry's f-ing berries. And that's like that's pretty much.
That's all you need. God's sake, you don't need to do
that. But I
don't
even think that was like my good Bill Burr. I need to say it like 1,000 times in my head before I can like get into it. You guys ever do that with voices?
Yeah, no, I'm so terrible at voices. And anyone that I can do like even mildly entertaining, I have to do like an opening sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
That has the thing I know I can say.
There's like a trigger word. Almost.
Yeah, and it's terrible.
F8.
It's terrible. Wait, what did I say?
No, he's doing
that. Oh, God. He's doing that?
Yeah,
he's doing that.
He's doing a really bad thing.
Yeah, I get you. Because if I'm not doing New York or Jewish, I can't say a damn thing.
Yeah, I think we all
I
live
need
by those
a,
rules.
I love how that's a voice to him. Jewish.
Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the other thing I think of is, remember that episode? It was like the Opie and Anthony traveling virus tour where Bill Burr
what an edgy name.
Was doing like stand-up in Philadelphia. The crowd like turned on him.
Yes.
And he supposedly just eviscerated them
like,
for 10 minutes.
He's like, you know what? You guys live in a city where you worship a fake f***ing character. Why don't you go f*** yourself? 7 minutes left. And he's counting down like, how many
and
minutes
your
left
team
is?
Suck, and all your girls got flat titties.
Yeah, he's literally like, he's like, I hope you all get fucking AIDS and go fuck yourselves and fuck your mothers. And it's just
and then
like
everybody's like, yeah, we're gonna like, do that. No, because like the crowd like turns and they're like, yeah, he's doing it.
Like
he's doing it.
If I were ISIS, I would like take a clip of that, that thing, and I'd be like, this is America.
You were just sloppily
this is what they root for, and then they just cheering in the crowd. And
instead
it's just Philadelphia.
Of Philadelphia, it's Arab-American.
Bunch of fat assholes in Philadelphia, just cheesesteak juice running down their fat faces.
Really is the most hateable city.
Oh, yeah, really.
I did.
I like that, by the way. God, hit the button. Hit the button.
He's hitting the F8 for me. I hit it, don't worry.
I just need to get like a thing longer, and then just touch the button.
I'm gonna laugh when this isn't gonna happen. I was gonna laugh.
I knew what you were gonna say.
No,
when I die.
I'm gonna laugh when. I'm gonna laugh when John's editing for like 15 minutes after the show, and we're like, all right, well, we gotta get out of here. And then I was like, knowing
here's
John,
the funny part.
Knowing John, he would just be like, all right, I'll be right with you.
No one will notice.
Yeah. John, you are very lazy. I'm lazy too, so I can recognize your lazy flaw.
Recognize genius in another? Yeah.
I have a feeling I might help with this editing.
No, I'll write down from when to when.
What's going to happen is
he's just
going to
block
it.
Out 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna get out and he's going to be like, oh, I don't know, I could just like, I don't know, that was a lot of fun. It was really funny, but I'll tell you what, why don't I just...
Select, delete.
Yeah, why don't I just delete it and say that I edited it, and I'll send that to her, and I'll just send her another show, and we'll just put the full live, uncensored dick version of the show up.
I mean, if you're doing this to motivate me to
does
actually
it happen?
Edit... I
does
think...
it ever happen?
What, with John?
Do you ever get the full, uncensored show up?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Well, you said, has it happened to you before?
What, have I lost my full uncensored version before?
Yeah, no, you were talking, yeah, because he said he was going to give her the censored episode, and then he was going to,
I don't know what an episode is, but...
Yeah.
I like how you pronounce that, right? With chode.
Let me chew on this for a bit. So, has it happened to you before?
Do you need to drink a soda pop?
No, has it happened to you before?
This is a really good show, guys. I'm really enjoying it.
Has it happened to you before?
I just don't know what you're saying.
You were saying he was going to lie to you.
I think he's asking, have I ever just deleted like a dirty segment you've done and then be like, voila, edited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's happened before. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we...
That was a lot.
We did an
episode... To get to that.
We did an episode at your house one time.
That entire episode.
Oh,
well,
yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault. I asked, I specifically requested not to have that.
Yeah, I cut 45 minutes after you blacked out.
Yeah.
Then I cut the 15 before you blacked out.
Yeah.
Called it a day.
That was fun. And then we like subtly made fun of him to his face for 5 minutes, and I actually felt really genuinely bad about it afterwards, but I was like, I don't know, it's funny, people think it's funny. And then, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah,
I just found out the whole episode was deleted the next day.
Well, the first, like, 5 minutes of Pete being incapacitated during that episode, you're like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, after that, you're like, oh, my friend has a condition.
Well, come on, John.
Don't... Yeah, no, I know. Why is he... He's like, oh, let's always put it in like a little box.
Why don't you show a little care for your friend?
There's an addiction spectrum, guys.
No, he always says that. He's
put
like
it in a box. Yeah, exactly.
Why don't we talk about it as a condition?
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about it as something that happened on a weekend? How about that?
Fair enough.
You know what happened over the weekend, John? I ate some beans.
Yeah.
All right. Go fuck yourself, okay?
Shitty beans? What is this?
We're just sitting around eating some
fucking beans.
Philadelphia beans, you Philly piece of trash. You your mother's in a...
You think your mother wants some shitty beans? Is that what she wants her mother to say? Some shitty beans?
I want you to know that he has accomplished what you have not in 2 years, and that's getting me to listen back to one of our episodes.
Oh, by being beans. Well, excuse me.
Gonna have to intently listen to every
John
word.
John over here just f-fitting his ass off.
I was supposed to be clean. I was supposed to just be.
It
able
is
to...
clean.
Oh, f- a clean
it
show.
It is clean. Why don't you go f- yourself, okay?
Oh my God, I'm not even on the YouTube. I haven't even looked at it forever.
Who's there?
Beans. It's not a fucking person.
There's no one?
No!
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ!
We're crushing it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's sad!
I always love when you guys YouTube live the whole thing. And there's two people in the...
Oh, it's horrible.
F***ing room.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
You forgot the F8.
That is true.
Yeah, no. Cut out that part.
Yeah. Cut it out for the two people that are watching.
Yeah, f*** that shit.
F8. I'm just going to pretend that we're up against the wizards and that's what's doing it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Please don't do that. Oh, well, he's leaving us.
This
just going to the bathroom.
Whatever. All right, let him go.
Also, I fake the shit beans.
All the beans. Yeah, just take the...
And the door's not shut.
Just...
Thanks, Chris.
Just suggest a word.
Anyways.
Thanks, buddy.
So went to New York this week, man.
Oh, you want to do this bit?
What the hell were we talking about? I'm talking about New York.
I got a couple bits. We can talk about the New York trip. We, I think, alluded to that on the last episode, right? That we were going to live the comedy dream, and we were going to do what so many people who are famous in the comedy world have done. Your Aziz Ansari's.
I used to live in New York.
Your Amy Poehler's.
I used to live in New York.
Are you? Okay. You're just doing impressions of them?
They sound like the same people.
They still live in New York. Hold on. I want to hear your...
My Aziz?
Yeah.
Oh! I used to live in New York!
Did not know that Aziz was Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh!
But, yeah. Donald Glover. Let's hear your Donald Glover impression. You're just supposed to say
I
you still
used
live
to
in
live
New York.
In New York.
There you go. That was really racist that he was different from the other two. Mm-hmm. So they all went to the Upright Citizens Brigade. Amy's case, she founded it, but they all did classes at Upright Citizens Brigade, and they rose through the improv comedy ranks. And on the back of that, they were noticed by Hollywood and everyone else, and now you know them. And so Pete and I were like, we are the only people to have thought of doing what they did.
Yeah, so smart.
Yeah, no one has tried to do this and capture lightning in a bottle for the 50 millionth time. They don't. Upright Citizens Brigade classes don't sell out in 3 to 5 minutes full of people who just stink of desperation.
Yeah.
Stink of the cologne that is desperation.
Which we are none of.
Yeah. So we were like, screw it. Somehow only we came up with this idea, so we're going to take classes. We're going to make a weekly pilgrimage, a 4-hour drive with zero traffic. And believe me, there is traffic.
Mm-hmm. But to be completely honest, I'm jumping forward a little bit.
Mm.
We are the only people out of town.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to drive multiple hours into... I think he's locked out.
Yeah, f*** him.
Open the damn door.
Beans, bro. beans.
Let in Mr. Beans. Oh, more F8s.
Oh, you brought coffee?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Sorry, John, I had to piss from all that coffee we drank.
Oh, God. Can you finish that, like, right now so I'm not in horrific trouble?
Can I have some of it?
Oh, you can't bring coffee in here.
Not so much. Not so much, no. Do you guys want to take a 30-second coffee break outside?
No, John. Let's just keep going with the show.
You
got a lot of F8.
Can you maybe take that outside? It's really not cool to have it here. Yeah, all right. That needs to go outside. That's like a completely full liquid. Sorry to bring it. There's certain point.
You talk to him.
Okay, go outside and drink your... You guys take turns drinking your coffee then. You're open.
You can just take it out. I don't really want it.
Okay. He's now just drinking coffee with the door open. And... Sorry. It's just funny. Normally when we're doing the show, everyone's in the studio and at the mic, and it's just funny to see a cast member chilling, sipping coffee.
Yeah, no, it's funny for the two people that are in the room.
It's zero. Get it right. It's fun. Exactly. Two in the room, zero on YouTube. Are you happy you hitched your star to this wagon?
Yeah.
Going to take you to the top.
I am.
So we were talking about our first UCB trip.
Yeah.
And our first class.
Mm-hmm.
And
I missed it because I was at a wedding. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Jerk move.
Yeah, I know.
You are in on this bit, too. Chris has signed up for these classes because Chris is the third man in history to have thought, you know what? So many people came through UCB that are incredibly famous. Maybe if I do it, I'll get famous, too. Like, literally no one else on Earth has had this idea. Right, Chris?
Nobody, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're just really, like, brave innovators with this. So we're like, the hell with it. We are going to pay the $450, which is double what any improv class typically is.
Correct.
And
New York prices.
Yes, yeah. Nice markup. And we are going to drive up every weekend for 4 weeks, and we are going to take the UCB classes. And I believe just at the end of your 101 class, they will hand you a card that says you are famous now.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that's the hope. That's the goal.
I mean, that's the return on investment.
Yeah, you get representation after the UCB 101.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's good. Then we'll have that in 3 weeks.
I can't wait to be. What are you going to do when you're famous?
Probably just hang out with my girlfriend, drink a couple of beers, eat some beans.
I'm glad that fame is going to allow you to do that. Glad.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. But just knowing all the work you're going to have to put into editing this is so great.
I'm glad you're able to climb to the top of the comedy pyramid.
Yeah.
And finally enjoy some beans and your girlfriend.
Yep, just some normal beans.
Thank you. Thank you for one.
You and your girl still have beans? Or,
yeah,
do you usually have beans by yourself?
No, we have beans from time to time, but they're kind of
Did you hear that? Damn it.
I mean, that was as close to an audible sigh as I've ever... I mean...
I'm broken.
It was like your soul quivered.
Yeah, my soul's got a little shaky bottom lip. Like I fell off my bike, but I'm trying to be a big boy. Well, Pete, do you want to tell us more about UCB?
Oh,
do you want
boy.
To fill us in?
UCB.
You know, I think that when you talk about UCB,
that name is short for what again?
Upright Citizens Bean.
I thought you were going to sneak in.
Upright Bean.
There we go.
So I'm thinking we'll discuss it a little bit more, but the trip itself was kind of fun. I mean, we did another Baltimore Tunnel Hold Your Breath. Challenge. We
did you guys do that? I've done that since I was a kid. I've never made it to the Baltimore Tunnel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't.
You better.
That for that
well, you're about to get filmed this weekend, so hopefully you can make it.
Keep smoking some American spirits. That'll help.
It's never hurt me.
That is true. You have the worst lungs of all of us, and yet you do have some capacity.
I say as I lay dying. Well, I mean, I also exercise. I don't know. So, I think that, like the experience hanging out with everybody.
Well, can we explain that bit in detail? When you're driving from D.C. to New York, your first kind of anything is 1 hour into the trip. Mm-hmm. You hit Baltimore, and you can pass through the city because mercifully they're like, look, most people don't need the stain of this crap hole on
them. Well, I love that, like, you have to pay to get past Baltimore.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, they make you pay to get into the city.
Yeah, Baltimore knows where it is.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
And this
Baltimore
is
knows Baltimore.
State, yeah. City, yeah.
They're just like, look, you don't want to get your windows squeegeed and shaken down for money and possibly shot in front of a nosegay.
We know you're not here for beans. You're just passing through.
Yeah, so you can pay $5-6, go through a tunnel. And this guy introduced me to a game that apparently also Mr. Lingbach plays, where you just hold your breath for the entirety of the tunnel. It's not a great game. But,
no, it's not. I mean, it's not wildly inventive.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want to be a person about it, then
okay.
I'm sorry. But my mom taught me about it.
Did she teach you that game over a certain dinner or something?
No.
Okay.
No, she did not.
Did she slow down during the tunnel just to see what would happen?
No, she did not.
She wasn't serving you beans of a certain quality?
Hey, Chris, I just want you to, like, hold your breath for a little bit. Like,
no, she didn't do any of those things.
It's... Not that you did anything wrong or that I'm mad at your father. I just want you to hold your breath for a little bit.
She did none of those things.
I'm just going to go 30 miles an hour. You might have to hold it for like 5 minutes.
Wait, sorry. I was just busy watching Chris negating all premises.
No and.
Well, I don't want Chris's mother to have been like that. I just really wanted to check.
I'll tell you what we did do. We did stop and get some bean burritos on the way.
There he is. There's my guy. All right. So, yeah, you drive up to Baltimore. After Baltimore, it's what, 90 minutes to Philly or something?
Yeah, that's when you start getting real personal with people.
Yeah, by that 3-hour mark, you know everyone's fart smell.
Yeah. Sometimes their feet.
Oh, Chris is.
Sometimes their feet.
Yeah. Oh, is that
a
thing?
Yeah, we'll keep it going. But it's Jesus.
Can you keep that shut?
No.
I don't want the hallway to hear us.
This jerk.
I don't want the audience to hear us at this
jerk.
Point.
All right. It's just funny because I could see him on the YouTube leaving.
Well, you marched us down this road.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
UCB funny.
Well, see, here's
Tell
the thing.
Your story.
Here's the thing with UCB. It was fun, and I'm not going to talk it just yet. We need a couple more weeks. Sorry, the guy got into the dirty mode. Yeah, like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for saying
that. Damn done broke at this point.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it wasn't everything I expected it to be. Maybe I need to see a couple shows.
Set the scene. Paint a picture with your words.
I don't really want to do that yet until I go into at least the second week.
The dog wants back in the house.
You know what? The dog can piss itself.
The dog wants back in. He's pawing at the door.
All right. Well, show your d*** to the camera.
F8 that, please.
I will beep that.
Why, guys?
Sorry about that.
That's cool.
Just when you threw away my coffee, you inadvertently threw away my dip cup.
Oh.
Wait, was that what I drank?
No.
Oh.
No, but I did like that when John said you can't have that cup of coffee in here, your solution was to pour some water in it.
Yeah. No.
As if that would somehow alleviate the situation.
It was to pour water in it so that I could chug it.
Oh, okay.
And get it out faster, because I was like, I don't want to get it out of this room. Are you stupid? I just want to drink it fast.
Yeah. No, it's the same way when there's like an oil slick. And the government's like, hey, Mobil, you can't do that in the ocean. And Mobil just dumps a water bottle and dumps the oil
agree.
And calls it a day.
Exactly. It is kind of tough to chug that coffee. It's a little harsh in the back of the throat. I can tell that it's made with some shit beans.
The beans might
Sorry,
be.
I said that loudly.
It's all right.
God.
Did you drink from his dip cup?
No, that's the coffee cup he thought that I threw away.
Yeah.
All right.
I swear to God, if you
so Pete was trying to set the scene of the trip up.
If I did.
I wasn't even trying to set the scene. I got some bad mojo from this place.
From UCB?
Yeah, a little bit, man. But we're gonna. I feel like we're gonna touch on that in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I didn't want to really get into it because Chris is not gone yet, and Chris
True.
Is still. You and I, let's just say. Feel we didn't exactly get our money's worth.
You both felt that way?
I would say so. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
as much as you think that I'm the negative Nancy, pardon my French F8, of this group, uh-huh. I was really the poly positive.
Like, absolutely. I'm
really harsh language, John. I know. Please.
God, I am just.
Watch the profanities.
Sam Kinison come back from the grave here. Dude, yeah, he hated it more than me.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into that so much here.
Yeah. If I had to give a review on it, it would be the opposite of Cool Beans.
Now, would it be a review R E V I E W, or would it be like a review?
Oh, with a U E
U E.
Right. Yeah.
God, I so assuredly wanted to say there is no other way to spell that, and then you did, and I was like, wow. I
well, as long as you assuredly wanted to do it, John, that's all you have.
with assurance.
Yeah.
I will assuredly give you one of those reviews next week.
Okay, perfect.
I guarantee you. Yeah, it will be spelled out in detail next week.
As long as you can ensure that you do that, we're all good.
Now that sounds like a weight loss drink.
I will ensure that.
Okay,
please. Please do. All
right. You can bet your beans on it.
Can I put insurance behind that?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, and I agree with that.
Yes, and I agree with that.
See, worth the $450 already.
Oh, God.
We're practically improv, man.
Thank God people don't have to pay $450 for this show.
Yeah, not going to say that we didn't see
that
scenes.
That would be some beans.
Just like that at UCB, though. Yes, and I agree that you did that. Yes. And I agree, you saw that.
This is that point of the show.
Yes.
Every time I'm in here, I
it
feel
was
like
just god awful.
At least three times, the wheels just completely come off the show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I feel like not only are they off, like we left them like 6 miles behind us on the beltway.
We're just like, why are sparks coming out?
I can't help but feel like that happens when you're here.
Yeah, oh. It's me. It's definitely
man.
Me. Yeah. Definitely me.
We're finding our chemistry, man. It's going to get there.
I know. I love it.
I'm sorry I can't just laugh at everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
fill the void. No. I'm sorry, Pete.
Pete Quivers over here.
I know.
Pete Quivers.
Excuse me.
Pete Soul Quivers over here.
I see the people. I know they want to laugh.
You see the zero people watching live?
I see them.
You see all zero of them.
Excuse me, I have to talk in the chat.
Oh, to who?
Ooh.
I do want to tell you one story about, like, I had a great customer experience last week in my day job.
This sounds like a really interesting story. Please do tell.
Actually, pretty good. And I just want you to tell me if I played it correct or not. So I'm a locksmith. I go to people's houses. A lot of times they're in a time of dire need. They're
sometimes their name's
up.
Ian.
That is true. Sometimes they are Ian of Baltimore. I get to the door. Some lady, I guess, was locking out someone who had lived in her place and then threatened her with violence and is like, hey, I have your key still. I will get back in. So
nice.
Damsel in distressing here. So I open. She opens the door. And a very, very tall, attractive woman in, like, booty shorts. They can only be described, like, really all the way up. And I'm greeted immediately.
I'm all the way up.
All the way up. And I can only tell you within seconds, the smell of pot, like, assails my nostrils. And
was it quafting in?
Yes, it was quafting on the winds in my my schnoz. And I'm just saying, I walk in, it reeks of weed. She is wearing the shortest shorts. I look around because
my kind of girl.
Yeah, you want to. Not Anthony Cumia's kind of girl, though. That could mean so many things, though. It could mean black. It could mean over 14.
Could be man.
Yeah, exactly. Could be doesn't have a...
Not a girl, yeah.
Be gray.
So I'm walking around, and I immediately see a DVD copy of The Abyss. I'm like, does that do anything for either of you guys? You know,
I dig it. That's a really awesome movie.
Thank you. One of James Cameron's less appreciated works.
Yeah, Breathe Liquid... Oxygen.
I do remember the rat doing that, right?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And you see Mary Elizabeth Anstrotonio, whatever the hell her name was. You don't know her. She was famous for time.
Yeah, like they let regulars be actors in the 80s. I remember.
Yeah,
she was famous in the Partridge Family days.
Exactly.
Like when she ate a lot of John's formal
years. Yeah, when she was eating all those carrots.
When I graduated high school. Yeah, you see her bosoms in the movie. Not much there, but I recall seeing that as a kid and appreciating it.
I do not remember bosoms in there. I remember just being excited that it was a science fiction movie.
And, no, it was a weird scene because...
That's how you knew I was gray.
She took in a lot of water, and they were doing CPR on her, and they blewed out, like, her chest, too, to show she was, like, you know...
Blewed out?
Hypoxia-ing. Yeah, like, they made her nipples and lips blue.
Yeah.
Like, it was all very corpsey looking. And I was like, you know, I know this is weird, but I'm a kid. This is like the third pair of jugs I've ever seen.
It's okay, yeah.
So
kind of prepped you for Avatar.
Good point, yeah. A
couple of milk cartons on her, huh?
All right. I've had enough of you and your business, sir. So I walk in, because you guys don't do this in your job, obviously, but I see a lot of houses. You got to surveil the place, like, really quickly to know how you have to act. Like, if I see a lot of security warnings out front, I know that I'm probably dealing with a conservative person. That's just a thing that happens. If it's like a, you know, no trespassing sign, I'm going to walk in and be
worried,
like,
about,
you know,
them robbers.
Exactly. If they're worried about robbers, or there's a general air of, like, stay the hell out of my house.
Robbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Robbers. When did robbers get the vote again? Okay. Nothing from Chris. All right. His eyes are smiling. He can't.
I don't know why that reminds me of that scene in Requiem for a Dream, where he's like, "Ma, why you put the lock on the door?"
Vinny Barbarino.
Like, it's for the robbers. It's not you. Just give me the key,
Is that
Ma.
Your New York voice or your Jewish voice?
I thought when she gets banged out by all those robbers.
It's give me the robbers.
Keith David is my favorite robber actor. So I walk in and I see the abyss. I smell pot. I walk into the next room. I see an 8-bit Nintendo plugged in.
Ooh.
And we're talking. It's great. Oh, you're just leaving.
Yeah. Shut up, as in stop talking on the podcast.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, is it weird if I, like, try to be kind of flirty with this customer? Like, she's my age-ish, you know, which means a decade younger, but that's appropriate for me because I'm not very mature. Yeah. I mean, she's the one who already owns a house and stuff, right? She's kind of got me lapped.
Over 18, you're fine.
Thank you. When you mean over 17, 18 plus is legal, sir.
Whatever.
There you are, cowboy. And I'm like getting some vibes off her. Like, we're really chatting back and forth and having a good time of it.
Uh-huh.
And we had texted previously. I tell her she goes on and on about being a video game nerd and how she kicked out the loser guy who was there.
Oh, and wow. Like, so she's single.
She's kind of single and available, like in a maybe a vulnerable state where she needs a man there to protect her. And all this is going through my head, and then I look on the couch.
If the punchline isn't beans, I don't want to hear the end of this.
No, the punchline is just that she had, like, a massive Hitachi vibrator just lying out on the couch.
Yeah! Wow. I love her.
Brand name, too?
I was like, oh, yeah, not one of those Amazon knockoffs that my ex would always buy, and they would burn out in 3 days.
Sounds like something's on your mind.
What, you didn't know that Hitachi had knockoffs and they break really quickly?
That's funny. No, I always buy high end. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Vibrators you've been buying, John.
Yeah, sorry. I'm very cheap. I get the vibrators off of those Korean street vendors.
Isolate that.
Wait, so did she have the magic wand?
That thing that just looks like a little, like, T-ball bat, and then it has, like, the ball on the end of it, was just sitting plugged in on the couch, and, like, I just fell in
charged
love.
Like your favorite cell phone.
Yeah, I fell in love with this woman right there. Like, she had Law and Order SVU on. It stinks of weed.
That's how I always get the mood going.
Yeah, yep. There's a
Executive
plugged in Nintendo.
Put on some Special Victims unit.
I have had sex with so many chicks into SVU.
Oh, yes.
I cannot tell you how many DVD box sets of SVU have been on the shelves.
That's funny. That's funny. I would love to know the statistic on how many people have been just sexified to SVU.
Sex crimes?
In the background of every variant of SVU.
Oh, yeah, man. Who is that, Chris Maloney? Chris Maloney, I think, is like the biggest sex symbol on earth that doesn't really know it. Like, yeah. I think any woman, like maybe 80% of the female population, would just be like, Chris Maloney, hell yeah. What's his name on the show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch it.
Let's just call him Pooch.
Yeah.
That sounds like a copy name. Yeah, everyone's like, I want to do Pooch.
Hey, Dooch.
Yeah, but I just, it was good to know that my heart could, like, work again. And I was just like, wow. Like, I just, 5 minutes before I got there, this chick was just smoking weed with her little Yorkie terror of a dog running around, maybe playing video games, probably watching SVU. Yeah, and masturbating to Law and Order.
Masturbating.
I made it sound so sexy. And on that note, we have to wrap up because it is 9:58. Let's do the...
True. Nice segue from masturbating to wrapping up.
Yeah. All right, everyone. This was In Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, joined by Pete Maybe and Chris Lingbach. You guys want to plug your little Twitter handles for all zero viewers?
Hey, guys. I'm at Pete Maybe on Twitter. I'm also at PeteMaybe.com. I don't have a whole lot up there, but I will get some stuff up there. But also, check out InPapa'sBasement.com. Also, check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, any kind, anywhere you could possibly think of. Please, please, please.
We're kind of up on it. Hannah's looking at it.
We're heading out. Hannah, we love you. Go ahead, Chris. There.
You can reach me on Twitter at beans. And John, I just wanted to know if we were going to talk next week about your girlfriend having a new boyfriend.
Facebook.
We're cutting that part out.
That one will be next.
So I hope you have editing software at your house, because apparently we have to leave Papa's Basement.
All right, and on that happy note, till next week. If I get the vibrators off of those Korean street vendors.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.